There were more indications today that the Bush administration is preparing the U.S. military for war. On Capitol Hill, congressional leaders are working on a White House emergency request for $20 billion, much of which would go straight to the military for an operation as yet unspecified. President Bush said the attacks in New York and Washington amount to the first war of the 21st century. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
In the last 48 hours, as the horror of Tuesday's attacks has sunk in, the words from the White House have grown steadily tougher. In his initial comments after the attacks, President Bush promised the United States would, quote, hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts, unquote. But he has since moved well beyond that relatively narrow law enforcement approach. Today, the president talked about stopping terrorism in general.
The nation must understand. This is now the focus of my administration. We will be very much engaged in domestic policy, of course. I look forward to working with Congress on a variety of issues. But now that war has been declared on us, we will lead the world to victory, to victory.
And from Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz today, confirmation of this change of emphasis from what might be a police action to what sounds like a full-scale war.
I think one has to say it's not just simply a matter of capturing people and holding them accountable, but removing the sanctuaries, removing the support systems, ending states who sponsor terrorism, and that's why it has to be a broad and sustained campaign. It's not going to stop if a few criminals are taken care of.
Wolfowitz said the targets of this campaign would not be limited to the people behind the New York and Washington strikes, but also people like them who have the intent and capability to do things like this in the future. Ending states who sponsor terrorism would seem to require a war of conquest. Wolfowitz did not elaborate, but he said that when the United States does respond militarily, it would not be a single missile strike or a single action.
It's not going to end until these people are defeated, and as the president said, that's going to take time and it's going to take patience.
Wolfowitz spoke at the Pentagon in support of the president's request that Congress appropriate $20 billion in immediate supplemental funding for this fiscal year, which ends in just 17 days. More money will be needed for the year that begins October 1st, he said. Not all of it would go to the military. The $20 billion would also go to cover relief and rebuilding efforts in New York and Washington. But Wolfowitz said a significant piece of the appropriation would be intended to prepare the U.S. military to execute whatever it is the president may ask them to do. And as an example of the kinds of additional costs the military could face, Wolfowitz cited the Gulf War.
We needed sustainment, we needed munitions, we needed logistics, we needed fuel, we needed things that you don't plan for because you don't plan for that level of operations on a day-to-day basis. So across a wide spectrum, there are certain to be increased operational costs, even though I couldn't tell you today exactly what operations, and therefore it's a matter of trying to plan ahead to think about those things that will be strained.
The U.S. military took 5 months to prepare for the Gulf War, and there's one indication the Bush administration has something similar in mind now. A senior Pentagon official says military action in this case could be weeks or even months away. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.
We have more on this story coming up on All Things Considered from NPR News.